Hello.
Hi, Philip. It's Sarah from Deluxe Home Care.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
So I need to confirm a few visits that Gina forgot to clock out last week.
Okay.
So last week, Wednesday, she clocked in at 2:15, and then she clocked out from her own phone, but she can't do that. So was she there till the end of her visit?
Clock out from her own phone.
No, she has to clock out from your phone because the way it works is if she clocks own phone, it doesn't even register that she was at your house. She has to do it from your phone, so that way it shows that she was with you.
Nobody ever told us that.
Okay, I'll have to let her know again.
Again, she was never told to begin with.
Think in the instructions it says very clearly that it can only be from the patient's phone.
Okay, what instructions are you talking about?
I sent her over instructions on clocking in. It says only with the patient's phone.
Okay, well, I didn't see that, so.
No problem. It's okay. For the future now, she'll do that because I will let her know again not to do that. But she was there on the 10th.
Well, you know, hey, check it out. You can check your attitude at the door, okay? Or I'll hire another company to work for, to do the work with. You can chill out just a little bit, all right?
Well, this is
Thank you.
just. I just want to make sure that she was at your house and not that it's that she wasn't
She
with
was.
you. Okay, perfect. So, on the 10th,
You
if she.
don't. You don't. You haven't looked at my paperwork and see that she rents at my house. You haven't seen that.
I have not seen that.
Okay, so obviously you're not doing your job either. So
What
obviously
paperwork?
she's been at. She is at my house when she says she is. Because she's there more than that, even.
Well, it still needs to be verified, even if she's living at your house
Okay,
or she's
I'll
somewhere.
verify it, but I'm just
Perfect.
saying, you know, she's at the address all the time.
I hear. Okay, fine. So if she's at your house all the time, that's totally fine. It still needs a clock in and out. So on the 10th
Okay.
last week, she clocked in at 2:15. So what time did she leave?
2:15, 5:30. Did you get that?
Yeah, I'm adding that in. And then on the 12th, which was Saturday, she didn't clock in at all. So what time was that at?
From 12 to 3:10.
Okay, and then also on Saturday?
That's the one you just asked me about.
No, that was Friday the 12th.
Oh, 12 to 3:10.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'll add them in. Thank you, and I'm gonna let her
Now,
know
if
that
she's
she
got
didn't.
the same hours every week as far as the amount of hours, then how come her check's bigger one week and smaller the next? That's
Because
what
she's.
I, you know, and
Yeah.
then she's running out of hours at the end of the month.
Well, it shouldn't be happening anymore. The only reason why now her check will be short is because she's not clocking in consistently, let's say for the same amount of time. This
But
week.
see, I make sure she does every day. That's the thing.
I hear that you're making sure, but on my end, I see, let's say last week, Sunday, she only worked 2.5 hours, not 3 hours and 15 minutes. So that's
Three
what I'm
hours and
seeing.
how many? 50 or 15?
1:05. She's supposed to work 3 hours and
Okay.
15
And 15 minutes. Okay.
But last week, Sunday, she worked for 2.5 hours. Now, if that's not the case, I can go ahead and I can edit her schedule for her, but her check keeps being cut short because she underclocked.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll make sure from now on because it'll be for my phone.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. If you ever have any questions, give me a call.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.